समारोपितवाम भागम पणो महासायक चारु चापम नमामि रामं रघुवंशनाथं नमामि रामं रघुवंशनाथं नमामि रामं रघुवंशनाथं ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Madhi mercy of Guru Gauranga and previous acharyas, we are observing the appearance day of Maryada Purushottam Sri Sri Ramchandra Bhagavan. The Lord descended here, specially the Ram descended here. Actually the greeds that was within in heart of Vishnu. To fulfill this greed, Vishnu again appeared as Ram. Although why Ram appear here and also incarnations, the eternal, all incarnations are eternals. So in Vishnu, incarnation, Vishnu want to release, especially the separation, viraha. Lakshmi always residing, always staying, always serving. So Vishnu, he had this desire, how to release this separation, love of separation. Therefore he came as Sri Ram. And in Rama Avatar we can see where Ravan took away Sita to Lanka only for 6 months. Yes, for 6 months Ramji released this mellow, separation mellow. Also in Rama Avatar he increased another grade, how to release more, like in separation there are different categories, like gopis are in Mahabhav, Bhav, Mahabhav. So in Ram Avatar this grade was there to fulfill or to release more about the separation moods. So in Krishna avatar, so 100 year Krishna want to release 100 year separation, separated from gopis in Dwaraka. 100 year continuously he released this mellow, but still it is unfulfilled. Then he came as core, assuming the mood of Radharani. Same Krishna, just to release this mood of separation, always crying, always dancing. The seed, it was with Vishnu, and especially Ramji, the Lord Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram, he incarnated here to teach us how to become an ideal son, how to become an ideal father, ideal mother, ideal teacher, everything he wanted. How to become an ideal son, ideal king, ideal disciple, ideal husband. He must be a civilized person, then you can understand spiritual things. That means Ramji, Sri Ram, he just lay down, we can say, the Vedic civilization's foundation. He lay down. How to follow Vedic etiquettes? How to follow Guru? If someone is not disciplined, cannot advance in spiritual life. How to follow guru? How to follow father? How to follow mother? How to love citizens? Yes, this foundation, this etiquette is, this is called purifications. And purifications comes when mostly father, mother, kings, it comes from kings, father, mother, guru. Then knows the Vedic etiquettes. If someone follow them, then he can build his nature, he can follow the Vedic etiquettes. Ramji came for that purpose. And before Dasarath, we will speak something today, Japir, and say we can discuss briefly about Ramji's appearance, then we can discuss other leelas, Ramji's leelas. When Dasarath was going to world, before he was not thinking so much. Although he married three wives, Kausalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi. And Kaikeyi is very dear. And Kausalya, Ram's mother, later became Ram's mother. She is very, you can say, devoted, cultured, well etiquette in her dealings. In Dasarath's kingdom, everything was there, pool of affluence. Even Dasarath is so powerful, sometimes he is going to heaven. He's in his own body, same body, he's not changing his body. But before Dasarath is so morose, after all opulent is there, everything is there, citizens are good, wives are good, but no son. Generally, when you have no son, no daughter, probably people they are lamenting, why I am not a past person, therefore I have no son, no daughter. But this is not applicable for devotees. Even you have daughter, you have son, still who is your son? Who is your father? Who is your protector? Krishna. He was a devotee, but Dasarath, he was eternal. We can say associates of Prahlad Ram. But he want to continue his, how can I say, his dynasty. And this is Krishna's desire. Unless a nice king, a devoted king, he ruled, problem will come. So once, at that time in Ayodhya, how can I say, like heavy, like scorching heat camps, no rainfall happened for many years. And Vasishtha at that time, he saw the astrology of, how can I say, Dasarath. And he found out, your son is now very powerful, he wants to create some problems. There will be no rain for many years and no grains, nothing else. Once no rain, no grain, people will suffer. Then you have to arrange something. When Vasishtha informed these things, then immediately, he was so powerful, Dasarath, he was so powerful. Immediately riding his chariot, went to Sunny Lok, where Sunny is residing. How can you say in English Sunny? Sun planet, Saturn, no, not Surya, Sunny, Saturn, S-A-T-U-N, R-N, yes, Saturn. He said, want to Sunny, I don't want to fight with him. Yes, he's so powerful. You see, when we saw in our chart, some stars are in opposite place, or they are in different places. By their influence, you will face some problems. Immediately, we want to pacify him by different process. Like if Saturn is creating problem, then you have to feed the crows, you have to feed the children, you have to feed the cows. This is the tradition. In India, still people are following. But he was so powerful, riding a chariot, immediately went to Saturn and want to kill. But how can he reach there? He went nearby. But he is very powerful, son is very powerful. And forcefully throwing all his weapons, he wants to push down Dasharatha. Separated from chariot so that he can fall down, he will die. And he was Ram's father. He was supposed in future Ram's father. When son is just attacking like that, when he was going to fall down, at that time, Jatayu came. You know the Jatayu, this big bird. How can you say in English? I don't know his name, Jatayu, you know? Eagle bird, not eagle. Vulture. Yeah, Khaga. Vulture. Jatayu, a big bird. Who protect? He want to protect Sita and fight with Ravan. And Ravan last killed him. He saved. When he saw such a pious king, he just falling down, you will die. What will happen to Ajodhya? And he belongs to Sun dynasty. And through his wings, through his power, because you know they have power, they can fly. They can fly in sky. He just, through big wings, he just supported. He says, pick up. Dasharatha, when Dasharatha is going to fall down, he says, pick up. Then Dasharatha became so indebted. He said, oh, you saved me. He said, although you are a vulture, you saved me. I want to give something to you. Some gift. He said, no. What gift do you want? Dasharatha said, I don't want any material gift. Jatayu said, I don't want any material gift. But Dasharatha said, no, you saved my life. I want to give something. He said, okay, if you want to give something, this is my prayer. When your first son, he took bath, you give to me. At that time, Dasharatha, he already fed up. He knows. He tried so much, no son, married three wives, no son, no daughter. But when he hear from Jatayu, from this vulture, Jatayu, then he knows, oh, maybe in future, I will achieve one son. I can get one son. Before he was hearing, he was heard from Jatayu. Later, but you know, when we are hearing some things from Guru, from Krishna, from Supreme, for some superior Vaishnavas, but time is so powerful, when problems coming, when present moment coming, some challenges coming, immediately we forget. But after few years, again he start to lament. I have no son, what to do? I'm going to old, I want, let anyone should come in my dynasty to continue. Ajodhya then invited him privately, just went to Vasishtha. He said, Gurudev, Vasishtha was Guru. Oh, before from Katvanga, Dirghavahu, then maybe Raghu. Dilip, then Raghu, Raghu's son is Dasharatha, then Ram. So he was continuing Guruship. Not without changing body, Vasishtha. Brahmarsinam Vasishtha Aham in 11th canto. And maybe in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita in 11th canto, Krishna is saying, among the Brahmarsis, I am Vasishtha. So peaceful. Very peaceful, religious. And also, very gentle, peaceful, and he was we can say he was the lover, true lover. He was a true lover of a cow, always worshipping cow. By worshipping cow, he achieved all powers, Nandini, always giving Nandini cows. And Vasishtha meditated. He said, just sit here. Please meditate. Yes, you will achieve some sun. But why you feel hopeless? He said, how it is possible? Now I am going to world. In this age, no one can achieve sun. Not possible practically. Wives are old, I am old. He said, no, possible. Because once Chatur Kumar, Brahmaji's four son, they came here. They are discussing about you, that Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will appear as your son. Then Dasarath, because Guru is saying, and now immediately reminding you of Jatayu. Oh, Jatayu also before said like that, although he was a vulture, but he said me like that. Now Guru is saying, then you want permission from Guru. Gurudev, please give me permission, I want to perform a harsh sacrifice. But Vasishtha said, no. You can perform, you may perform harsh sacrifice, but be careful. You cannot achieve your desirable result. Means Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear. But unless a qualified Brahman will not become a priest in your fire sacrifice. He said, who is qualified more than you? Who is qualified? He said, no, my position is different. My position is different. But only one person is required. If he will perform some yajna, fire sacrifice, especially in heart sacrifice, if he will become the like main priest, and by his spiritual potency, by his prayer, then Lord will appear. Now who is that person? Then he said, Rishyasringa, as a brahmachari. And Rishyasringa's father? His father's name was Vibhandaka. He was a brahmachari. Vibhandaka. And he was a brahmachari. Full austere life. I just read in one book. Vibhandaka, he was so austere. Before sun arising, he just wake up. And going to river, take bath. Finishing his bath. I'm going to say Delhi. Activities, bodily activities before sunrise and coming, and only just chewing some neem skins. No, you know, neem leaves, neem tree, their skins. How can you say? Yeah, barks. Yeah, and going there and eating. But this was his food, and drinking water, and within the cave, whole day, night, just thinking. But once, this was Krishna's arrangement, once he just took bath lately. And when he was taking bath at that time, Urvasi was going. When he saw Urvasi, immediately just loses celibacy, brahmachari celibacy. And because he was, at that time he was taking bath at that time, In downstream, a deer, she was drinking water. And when he loses celibacy, brahmacharya, and this deer just drink the semens. Now she become pregnant, and the deer become pregnant. And this deer, she was staying nearby the Vivandagrushi's ashram. So after a few days, one son came. Rishyasringa. Although he is like a human and he is Vibhandaka's son, but over his head, horns. Rishyasringa. And he is such a austere because he is Vibhandaka's son. And Vasishtha said, only if you have power to bring back him or to invite him to Ajodhya, and if he will perform some harsh sacrifice, then that is possible. otherwise not possible. But his father, once he took bath from this deer and named as Rishyasringa, and his father took bow, Vibhandak took bow. In this life, I will not allow my son to see any human, either man or woman. Let my son should achieve perfection in this life. If you see some man or woman, desire will come, lust will come. You see, his father is very cautious, and he had this bow. If someone entering into this forest, if I will see immediately, just looking toward this person or by my, I'm going to say my eyesight, my vision, he'll smash. Everyone knows, he will curse immediately. Everyone at that time knows. He wants to protect his son. He wants to make him a nice sadhu. And actually, Rishyasringa even attending young age, he don't know who is man, who is woman. But Dasaratha Maharaj, another friend was there, his name like Anga. Anga. And in his country, same problem now. No rain, Nepal. Because he offended some Brahmins. Why this situation is coming now all over the world? Why this situation is coming? People have no respect to Brahman, father, mother, guru, dharma, cows, to religion, to cows. This is. You don't think this is created by China. You have no power. Who is giving intelligence to create all this virus? How it is coming? When people will not follow all these Vedic principles, time will punish, Krishna will punish. If you have offended, and sadhus, Brahmins, they are not now serious. Before, who was balancing? Even time I was discussing one devotee call. I said, what is your opinion? I said, this is my opinion. What is my opinion? As far as Shastra's opinion, I can say like that. Why people are suffering? Krishna is not cruel. We are not following. Sadhus, those are devotees, they are not following their path. Karmis, they are not serious. Devotees are not serious. Before, devotees are balancing. Keep common people creating some problems, devotees. By their sacrifice, their affection towards Lord, they are always praying, please save this world. Now, no one is serious. And killing cows, people. Most of the people are killing cows. Yes. Killing child within the mother's womb. Drinking wine. Who will suffer? Just the Anga, just disrespected Brahmins. No red pal happened. Then Vasishtha and other Brahmins said, Anga, it is not possible. Unless you invite Rishyasringa. Now some challenges. If Dasarath wants son, Rishyasringa should be priest. And if Anga wants rain, he wants rainfall, then Rishyasringa should come. But who have power to bring Rishyasringa? Everyone knows. If once we went to his forest, his father will curse. Then Anga arranging one prostitute. You may want. You may just go. You went there. If you brought Rishyasringa, we will pay you enough, Lakshmi. Then this prostitute, actually they are not prostitute, they are heavenly. How can you say, like demigods? Otherwise, who can? This is Krishna's plan. Ram's plan. And she went with sweets. She met sweets with ghee. And how can I say, with sugar candy, with ghee. Nice sweets. Stuck up sweets. He took many stocks. And before he was eating, Rishyasringa was eating only fruits, sour fruits. Fruits, some things only. Yeah, some leaves. She went, and she went through the river. And one river was approaching nearby the ashram, like before Vibhandaka was taking bath in that river. And she is very clever, and there comes from heaven, there are like associates, they are helping. This prostitute, she went with this boat and residing there nearby this forest and remarking where one Vibhandaka is going, where Sisranga is. Just remarking, 2 or 3 days, she remarked nicely. One day, this was Ram's plan. You don't think you are clever, or I am not clever, you are not. No one is clever, but everyone thinking I am clever. Clever is only Krishna is clever. No one is clever. Everyone is fool, but thinking I am clever. We have no power to protect anyone. You see, Vibhandaka, he only took vow, I will not allow my son to see any old man or any man. What to speak of Mary? What to speak of marriage? But that is going to happen. Krishna's desire always, Krishna will fulfill his desire by his will. We cannot do anything. That is devotee life. He is convinced 100%. What is Krishna's will? It will be happen. Maybe death, maybe marriage, maybe sadhu, whatever, maybe. It is Krishna's. So she remarked one day, Vibhandaka went inside. Oh, before he was alone within the cave meditating, just eating the bark. Huh? Yeah, nim tree. Now son is there, even he is not allowing his son to go to collect fruit and flowers. He himself went. He himself just going every day and collecting fruits, flowers and feeding his own son. And she remarked, prostitute remarked, Father Sri Vibhandaka came out within the forest and within this boat. She made one small, like, agnus coverings, looking. Then was everything. And when he went to dense forest to collect flower and fruits, at that time she went and found out Rishyasringa. And Rishyasringa, you are such foolish. You cannot say foolish because he don't know who is man, who is woman. And he's approaching this prostitute. Where is your ashram? He knows everyone is staying in ashram, like I am staying in ashram. Where is your ashram? Where you are staying? He said, oh yes, I have a nice ashram I was staying. I was staying a little far away. My ashram is very beautiful. Then here no food, nothing else. You are struggling. And you see what I am used to eat. And she feed this one. The sweets. Ghee with other things like sugar candies, sweets. And first time in his life, Rishyasringa test this material things. Tongue becomes so power. And this is Krishna's desire. They are unconquerable persons. No one can conquer them, even senses. What to speak of senses? Who have power to approach Ram. Ram, you have to come. They are not controlled by senses. But this is Krishna's desire. He got different test. And when he looks, he develops attraction. Therefore, in the third canto, we can find this verse. Lord Kapildev is saying, What to speak of other? Even the Rishyasringa, he fell down. He just fell down. Only by hearing. And she starts to sing nicely. Singing. Therefore it is forbidden for Brahmachari sannyas to hear woman's tune. If some woman is singing, you cannot hear. This was tradition. Before Bhagavata's tradition. Very strict. When Rishyasringa hear sweet tunes and eating sweets. Just by first day, he met this prostitute and returned. When father returned, after collecting fruits and flowers, when he saw Rishyasringa, immediately remarked, oh, my son, finished. My son is finished now. Once lost game, we are finished. Your natural, how can I say, brightness, your natural sweetness, your natural happiness, lost will, how can I say, it makes you dry up. Like sun is drying up this water. Other desire, in eye, in mind, in body, and they are elevated persons, immediately remark, oh, finished. My son is finished. And approaching, hey, and he's asking, Yohannik is asking, did anyone come here? Yes, father, one saintly person came. Another sadhu came. He don't know. Who is he? Because he never experienced any woman or man. And how he was? Yohannik don't know how she was. He's saying, how he was? And he's wearing like this sari, this type of long hair, like that, suit. Vivanta said, finished, my son is finished, now going to finish. What to do? And again, after a few days, just she was still keeping her camp, staying there within this boat and remarking where Vivanta is going. After a few days, when Vivanta went again to collect fruits, she approached and embraced. Please come. Why are you staying here, so austere life? Yes. I want to come. You saw sweet food? Sweet food is there and sweet singing and it looks so nice. Don't know. And she follow. He follow. Prostitute. And they came. When they came, how can you say? To their boundaries of these countries. How can you say? Yeah. Border of these countries. When they arrived there, immediately relevant happened. Then Anga came to know, oh, now this is Ranga camps. Just nearby the border, the relevant is so powerful. You don't think they are allowed by prestige. No, this is Krishna's. This is Krishna's, Ram's plan. Ram will appear through this person. We are a puppet in hand of Ram. Krishna. We don't have a specific bow, specific, how can I say, principle in our life. We are puppet. If you want, he knows. His father wants, let my son should be nice brahmachari, nice austere person. But what is Krishna's plan? You have to marry. When Anga came to understand, now Rishyasringa arrived in my country. Therefore, the rain is going, rainfall is going on. And when he approached king, Rishyasringa approached king, then king's daughter, name was Santa. And Rishyasringa married to Santa, king's daughter. And at that time, Vibhandaka, when he came to know these things, he wanted to curse. I'll finish all the citizens with king and queen, everything. It was king's plan. But when he came, persisted and all rishis, munis, they approached Vibhandaka. No, why were you thinking like that? Your son, only after marriage, when he became priest in Dasaratha's horse sacrifice, then Ram will come. Yes. Then Vibhandaka understand, oh, this is Krishna. For greatly personalities, it is difficult to understand what is Krishna's plan. Who we are? We have a small, teeny brain, small project. Eating, sleeping, bus. We want to happy and safety life, secure and safety life. You see such great personalities, they don't know what is Krishna's plan. What Ram's plan? Then after marriage, then Vasishtha informed, this is now chance. Anyhow, Anga invited, Anga arranged some prostitute and invited, or forcefully brought Rishyasringa now recently married to Santa, and you have a close relationship with Anga. Yes, he's like your friend. He's another king. Like, another king, well, although he's a king, but he's like your friend. You approach Anga and also approach Rishyasringa, let him, he should come. Then by Vasishtha's request, then Dasaratha approached, then Rishyasringa came. After permission from Guru, from Vasishtha, Dasaratha Maharaj arranged this fire sacrifice, the heart sacrifice. Our sacrifice was going on, big description in Ramayana. Then, when there is going to complete this mantra, they find out one person, I can say, Yajna Purush, like the heavenly personalities, they appear from this fire with pot of, how can you say, with pot of soot rice, carrying one pot of soot rice. It's called Charu. This is blessings. And handed over to Dasaratha. Handed over to Dasaratha. Please take it and share to your wives. Their wives will become pregnant. Then after he handed over and disappeared immediately. Then Dasaratha consulted with Vasishtha. How to share? How to share this? Charu or this, can you say, the gift or sweet rice from the Lord or from this demigods. How to distribute it? Then Vasishtha said, by Vasishtha's instruction, he gave half to Kausalya and half to Kaikeyi. Then another one, Sumitra. So Kaikeyi and Kausalya, they give little to Sumitra. Therefore Sumitra have like twin son. Yes. Ram, Lakshman and Bharat and Shatrughan. Yes. So they are like Chaturbhuja. Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. They came. And Lord Ram appeared there. And when Lord Ram appeared, totally Ayodhya's, I can say, like, situation, environment, everything changed. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you can find when Ram was ruling at that time, like, no one can die naturally. If they will, they want to die, they can die. And no one wants, usually not happening like that. Someone became a widow, no. No. Every time Hiran Bhala is happening. Whenever farmer wants, yes, Ram Rajya, Ram Rajya. After Ram's appearance, everything changed. And Dasaratha was so peaceful and happy and all citizens. But just after a few days, then who came? Vishwamitra came. Vishwamitra. Yeah, Vishwamitra came. And approached Dasaratha. You have to give your son. Special Ram. Give me Ram. Very young son. Young son. Give me Ram. And he was panting and crying. Why you want Ram? Oh, many demons. Because I was used to perform some yajna. But within my ashram, so many demons, they are always creating problems, especially Tadaka and others, they are creating problems. And I have no power to kill them, because they are empowered by different demigods. But I know your son, but he is not saying directly, your son is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but I know your son have power to kill all these demons. Please give me son. Kausalya was fainting. She was bending at that time by hearing. Dasaratha was bending, but Ram said, no, Gurudev, he is your guru. We have to follow guru. When someone follow guru, he will not be any problem. Don't hesitate to follow guru's instruction. Don't create any doubt. We have some desire, we have some selfishness, we have some weakness. But Guru means only you want Krishna. He have relationship with Krishna and only he want Krishna and want to connect others with Krishna. Bas, it is his business. No other business, no material business with anyone. No money, no position, nothing else. He want to see his soul. Let he should engage in Krishna seva, he can get some benefit. And not only is engaging, he also personally, he have to engage here. 24 hours, Gurudev saying, Guru means 24 hour who is engaging in loving service of Krishna, his Guru. And Guru, Ramji said, Father, this is our duty to follow Gurus. You accept Vishwamitra, Vasishtha, all saintly persons, their help, helped you so much. Always they had been helping you. Why you are reluctant? Not allowing me to go. Rama approaching and also Dasrath thing. If I will not follow, may Vishwamitra curse. And Yala. And with Ram and Lakpan. Yes, they are very young and caring. Both, they just went with Vishwamitra. When you follow Guru, Guru will arrange everything. Where they get all weapons? When they are going within the way, then Vishwamitra just glorifying so many things. This is Ganga, this is this, this is this, this is this, and different weapons. He just, arranging different weapons for Ram. Then went there. And Vishwamitra want to show the Ram. Ram, you see, here, I am performing yajna. But most of the time, the demons are coming and creating problems. You have to save me. And Ram and Lakman, for 3 days, continuously, without, how can I say, closing, blinking. I lead day and night. Sir, Gurudev, start your yajna. Start your fast sacrifice. Because he was going to finish this sacrifice, but the demons are coming, throwing some stool, urine, flesh, finishing. Gurudev, without closing his eyelid, day and night, then with bow. At that time, they killed so many demons like Tadaka and others. And Guru becomes so pleased. Vishwamitra becomes pleased. And then from there, they went. They find out that when they are traveling with Vishwamitra, they came to know. Now Janak Maharaj, Janak is arranging Swayambar. How can I say in English? Swayambar, I don't know. Like the girl, marriage ceremony, girl chooses. Swayambara. And in King, especially in India, it was especially this parampara, this tradition was they're maintaining, kings are maintaining, not ordinary persons. Kings, mostly. But Vishwamitra came to know. Vishwamitra knows his eternal concept, internal Shakti, Sita. Then went. Ram and Lakman, they both went. Many kings are there at that time. They want to marry Sita. And Sita, everyone knows where Sita born. Sita is not born from home, no. From earth. Yes. Because Janak Maharaj want to perform some yajna. And before you have to cultivate, before you have to perform yajna, through bullocks, you have to cultivate this land. When he was cultivating, he found out. One nice girl appeared there. Sita. Yes. Everyone knows Sita like self-manifested personalities. Everyone wants to marry him all over the world.
all talent kings, powerful kings, they can. But Ram and Lakshman at that time, they are brahmacharis. How can you say this cutted, huh? That the hairs, matted hairs. Before brahmacharis, their long hairs, they are making it like a round size, Judah, we call it, like in Krishna. It looks so nice. Wearing deer screen, yes, carrying one small danda and water pot, and deer screen like that. Brahmachari said, before like that, yogis, look so nice. Ram Lakshman so looks so nice. And the Vishwamitra went to Janakpuri, and there and they're staying there. But Ram and Lakshman, they want to see the garden, the parks within the Janakpuri. They went there. And accidentally, Sitamata also went there with their girl companions. When Ram remarked Sita, saw Sita within the trees. Little, how can I say, like a glimpse, huh? Yeah, little. Like face, half face is come. Oh, just by one glance. He knows, and he's so simple. Ram is very simple, very straight. Very straight. And very, how can you say, a sweet person, obedient, disciplined, merciful, Ram. Therefore, Indian people, they like Ram, 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 Ram. They like Ram. Only they're little fed up when Ram bends Sita. Otherwise, in Ram's character, 100% they accept Ram. Only for that, sometimes they feel reluctant. But in Krishna Leela, why Krishna left Vasudeva Devaki? He don't. This is not Krishna Leela. Why kill Putana? Yeah, always complaining. Ras Leela. They have no power to understand. Krishna, Janma Garma, Chame, Dibhyam. For Ram, no Tattva. To know Ram, no Tattva is required. His Leela. Very simple. You just read Ramayana, you can understand. Stories. For Krishna, tattvas. Yeah. And same Krishna, Kesava Dhruta Ram Sarira. Krishna came as Ram, his expansion. And he established Vedic Dharma. Then Krishna came and performed Leela. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, distributed Prem. Marjada Purushottam, Leela Purushottam, and Prem Purushottam. So then he's so simple. He's so simple. Ram is saying to Lakshman, Lakshman, when I saw this girl, you see, remark this girl. They are two brothers. You see how they are tricking each other. When I remark this girl, why I don't know why something is coming from my heart. I want to marry. Lakshman astonished. Suppose it is going to be Swayambhar, and see whose daughter, even we don't know. Ram never told it like that. And Lakshman became astonished. And Ram is saying, no. Raghuvansi Nikara Sahaja Subhava Manakupanta Paratharana Raja. This is in Ramcharitamanas. Before you usually have reading Ramcharitamanas. Lakshman is saying, when Lakshman asked this thing, brother, did you develop some lust in your heart? He said, no, this is not possible. We are a dynasty of Raghu. We are a Raghu's dynasty. Our dynasty is Raghu's. Our forefather was Raghu's. This is the nature of Raghuvansis. Their mind never utters to some sinful activities. This is our nature. Ram is saying, this is our nature of our dynasty. All members, our mind never attracts to any sinful activities. How it is possible my mind will attract to some woman?
there is some provident arrangement is there. Lakshman started to laugh. Why brother is saying like that? And even why they are coming here, Janakpur, they don't know. Vishwamitra never informed. He said, let come, Swayambhu is going on. You can go there, you can see different kings, we can take nice prasadam, please you come. He never, Guru never informed, okay, let's you come. Vishwamitra never said, okay, you come, you can marry there to Sita. No. And Ram is so simple. After saying this thing to Lakshman, again approaching Guru, Vishwamitra, he saying, Gurudev, I saw a girl within the park, but why my mind is going there? And Guru understand, oh, okay, I know who is she. I know. And Guru never informed. And Guru knows, oh, I brought you for that purpose. In mind, Vishwamitra thinking like that. And he's passed by, okay, no problem. Next day, this member was going on. And you know, big bow. Sivadhanu used to say this bow was Shiv's. Yes. And it was under care of Parshuram. Yes. Parshuram gifted to Janak. Carefully just worship this one. If you worship, you can get immense strength, immense opulence, everything. But it was his bow. I want to hand it over my daughter to someone who can break it. Many kings came that day. Many kings came. Even they are unable to uplift you. Just uplift this one. And someone uplift you. But they have no power to. How can you say? Strength. No. To make a band like that. All fails. Lastly, when Ram, Vishwamitra indicating to Ram, just go. And everyone start to laugh. He was a small guy. He looks like very soft body. We are wrestlers. We are fighters. We are unable to lift even. And this small guy, he has power. Yes. Actually, yeah, his bow is, how can I say, he has some things. If someone can uplift this bow and with the arrow, he can put his arrow and he can shoot even, then. But Ramji just uplifted and just broken. Then this sound was such a furious, you can say loud sound. Parshuram was in Himalaya. He came to know, oh, my bow, someone, who can bow my, who can break my bow? Who is that person? Then he came. It was a great discussion. And already, before Parshuram came, already everything is finished now. All kings, they went. Feeling same. And Vishwamitra was very happy. Yes. Then also handed over Lakshman to another daughter. Four brothers, they married. They married in same family. Yes. Four brothers, they study in one place. Simultaneously they study. And four brothers, they are married in one day. This was Ram's argument to a sister. You are my guru, but I don't want to become king. Four brothers, Ram is so ideal. We grow up at the same times, eh? Yes, we grow up in the same times. We have same affection for each other. We study in the same place. We married in the same time. But why you are saying, I want to become king? You instruct me to become king? No, I don't want alone to become king. This was Ram. So broad-minded. Actually, if you want to become Christian, you want to become a devotee, your mind not narrow-minded. And the second thing, simplicity.
If you are crooked minded, you are not broad minded person. His mind, his own, I, mine. You can't achieve Krishna. Krishna is not like that. You just hear from Ram. Ram is saying, Gurudev, how it is possible? How you are saying? Alone I will become king. This is injustice. You are saying this is injustice. We are poor brothers. Then, before Parshuram came, this is a long discussion. Before Parshuram came, and Sitamata came. This story I heard when I was preaching new time, and as a new preacher, young age in Brahmacharya time, usually I am saying always this story. I heard from someone. Because Bhagavad speakers, they are different, and Ramayana speakers are different in India. They are very expert in Ramayana. They cannot speak Bhagavatam. They are expert in stories. Those are speaker of Bhagavatam. Vidyam Bhagavatam Badhi. You can know someone's knowledge, someone's depth in depth of knowledge through Bhagavatam. If you understand Bhagavatam, means you have knowledge. A dull-headed person cannot understand Bhagavatam. And not dull-headed person, even intelligent person, nacha buddhya nacha tikaya. If Bhagavat will sour mercy, Granta Bhagavat and Bhakta Bhagavat. If Guru sour mercy and Bhagavat sour mercy, then you can understand Bhagavat. Then you can develop taste for Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam has different taste. It gives you nourishment at every step. Yes, they are very experts. I heard from someone. When I was young, in the Brahmacharya, usually I am saying this story. When Ram, Sita Mata coming with a garland, she wanted to put Ram's, this swamper, you have to accept your husband. Putting garland in his neck. And Sita Mata, you know, she was little shorter. Height, short. And Ram is very straight. Nilambuja Shyamala Komala Angam. Tall. When someone is short and someone is tall, and if you want to put garland, then yeah, you have to bow down your head. But Ramji not bowing down. Right. And Sita Mata is crying. Okay, if you don't have, I'm going to say, don't have desire to marry me, then why you broke down this bow? And all kings left. Father waiting, mother. Father is waiting, mother is waiting. Everyone is crying at that time. What is Ram's desire? He just broke down the bow. And Sita Mata, with his garland, she's waiting. But Ram, straight like that. And tear is coming. If you want to accept Krishna, you have to cry. Sita is crying now. Lakshman is there and Guru Vasishtha is there. No one have power to save Ram. Just put down your hand. Who can say like that? Because I am dead. I am Raghuvamsis. Yes, I am descendant of Raghu. I am descendant of Raghu. I can't do it these things. Only for marriage I will put down my head. This is Ram. Now we are messaging wife's feet. Now people messaging wife's feet. Please excuse me. Yes, this is Ram. Not just putting his head. And Lakshman, he remarked, oh, this is a critical situation. Guru is mom. Janak is crying. Wife is crying. Janak's wife, queen is crying. King is crying. Sita is crying. He cannot tolerate Sita's crying. And he's so clever, he just went and paid obeisance to Ram. When Lakshman paid obeisance to Ram, what is your duty? He just fell down at lotus feet of Ram. then you have to pick up. Ram just bowing his head and pick up Lakshman, that time Sita Mata just put garland. Yes. This is Ram. Always following Vedic etiquettes. Therefore, Indian people, they like Ram. Always very strict follower of Vedic etiquettes. Yes, therefore he bent Sita. No. People are saying, I'm king. This is my responsibility. This is my responsibility. And Sita, at that time, Sita becomes so happy. You don't know this story. Sita becomes so happy. This is in Valmiki Ramayana. I read Valmiki Ramayana once, two times. Now I'm forgetting everything because now I don't know why. Because we are not discussing so many things. Before I'm speaking, now everything. Yes. Sita, he was so happy. Yes, because if my husband will accept me, then blame will come to my husband, for me. But if my husband will put me in test, in front of everyone, either in fire or everything, then everyone will appreciate my husband. Why I will become problem for my husband? Why my husband will become blame for me? She was never complained. We are complaining on behalf of Sita. Why Ram went? Sita never complained. Even when Sita was pregnant, and at night time, Ramji also going. He want to see whether citizens are happy or not. But Ramji have two close friends, very close friends. Even Ram who became kings, but still he was consulting. What is your power? Why you think I am great? Just learn from Ramayana, from Ram. He is king. But he like his friends. And we are small devotees. We can say small devotees. And by achieving little things, we don't care anyone. What is that? This is devotional life. This is devotional life. Give respect to everyone. Make friendship with everyone. According to their position. Yes, if their nature is different nature, okay. Don't create enmity. We are not coming to this world to create enmity. No. Ram. As like some, you know, Guptachara, how can you say in English, like the secret messengers, they are informing to Ram. Ram. Huh? Spy, they're giving message around. People are discussing someone's wife. She was from lower caste, and she went for some work. She went, and she cannot come that day. She stay one night in outside, and husband is not allowing now. Husband is not allowed. Yes. And she is complaining. If Sita, I just, this is my wrong, I may speak wrong. 13 months, maybe. Yeah, 13, huh? 12 months or 13 months. Huh? With Ravan? Yes. Not 6 months, I said 6 months, no. So, and she was complaining to husband. If our king, Ram, such a pious king, he accept Sita. After Sita staying with Ravan. Long, 12 months. I am only one night. I am not staying with any man. But why you are not? And this fighting was going on. They are arguing with each other. Why you not accept me? And this messenger, the secret messenger spy, he hear this thing and inform to. And Ram, when Ram hear, he becomes so great. Yes. Yes. Central persons, when someone break principles, at that time they are like ocean. They are like ocean. And if someone is following principle and is following etiquettes, for them he is like small child. He is like flower. He is like flower. Their heart is like flower. When they saw, yes, they are engaging in service, they are very nice. He deals like a small child. But if someone not following Vedic etiquettes, their heart is like Vajra, thunderbolt, like ocean. So grave. And reserve. He don't want to talk with Sita. With Lakman, with Bharat. And Sita, she is now pregnant. What to do, what not to do? what to do, what not to do, and whether this is fact or not. Again Ram consulted with his two friends, very poor friends. Ram's kingdom, no one is poor, but according to their standard, they are maintaining. They are never approaching Ram, you are my friend, give money. No? Who is poor? One who have hankering, he is poor. Poor is not poor. One who have always hankering for money, 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 he is really poor. And Ram informed. And they informed. They pondered this incident and speaking there. Yes, Ram, you are my friend. And friend's duty to speak truth. This is fact. This wife is arguing like that. And she's giving example of Sita. Then Ram consulted. Then Ram consulted the Vasishtha. But not mentioning Sita's name. What is the duty of a king? What to do if some of this critical situation, these challenges can? He said, no, first duty to please. First duties, however dear may be. This person, maybe your son, daughter, wife, whoever may be. But you are king, you are representative of God. You are representative of Lord. Your first duty to please citizen. All are depending on you, on behalf of Lord. You are representative. Then Ram immediately invited. Calling, invited to Lakshman, calling to Lakshman, Lakshman come. This is my order. I want to bend Sita. And Sita, she wants, when she was pregnant, she was always approaching me, please husband, let's come to Balmika Ashram. I want to be blessed by Balmik so that my son, they will become well educated, they will become good son, they will burn. They'll follow all etiquettes. And now this is time. In clue, just when Sita will ask where you are bringing me, you just said to her, I am bringing you to Balmika Ashram. Then Lakshman, he was crying. In such a situation, a woman is pregnant and not woman. The mother of this world, Sita. She is not pregnant, but for the pleasure of citizens. She said, no, and to establish the Vedic Siddhantas. Yes, Vedic etiquettes. Yeah, I want to bend Sita. And Lakman was riding, some charioteer was riding, Lakman was sitting there. Not charioteer, but Lakman was driving and crying, always crying. Sita's. Oh, at that time he was always crying, but Sita don't understand. Always approaching. Why you are crying? Lakshman, why you are crying? He said, no, I'm crying. Because Lakshman don't want to express everything. But at that time he was so uncontrolled with all these feelings. Even he don't want to see Sita. If you see Sita, because he always thinking Sita is my mother. Yeah. When he went to forest by following Ram, at that time Lakshman's mother told, from today I am not your mother, Sita is your mother. And from today Dasharatha is not your father, Ram is your father. And from today Ajodhya is not your birthplace. Forest is your birthplace. Where Ram will stay, that is Ajodhya for you. Just go. You can find such mother. What affection we have towards our son, towards our daughter. We know Vedic etiquettes. Only attachment. Material attachments. This is Vedic etiquettes. A mother is sending. This order is coming for Ram. You have to go to forest, not for Lakshman. But Lakshman's mother is saying, no, you go, help your brother. Just go. Give your life for Ram. I want to sacrifice my son for Ram. This is Indian. Before this is Indian etiquettes. Yes. From Ramayana. Then Lakshman, when he was driving the chariot and remembering and taking this bho. Because I am younger, I have to follow my elder brother. So in next incarnation, I will become elder. So that I will not follow. I will not follow Ram. Then again came as Balaram. From there he took bow. But still he is under control of Krishna. You can't. No one is more powerful than Krishna. You may be younger, may be older, may be junior, may be senior. Remark, always be careful. Remark always from histories. Krishna is supreme controller. You may guru, you may sannyasi, you may grihastha, you may brahmachari. Whoever, you may scientist, whoever you may be, we are always controlled by Krishna. Krishna have controlling power. Then he took bow. And when nearby the Ganga, stopped his chariot. And approaching Mother Sita, always saying, Mother Sita, please, come down. And crying and offending. Because he is not in problem, Ram is not in problem. Problem is in Lakshman. How to say that brother Ram banished you? He was in dilemma, he was crying, such piteous scenery. But said lastly, Mother Sita, my brother, elder brother, the king of Ayodhya, Ram, banished you. And Sita immediately fainted. crying, weeping, and wake up and start to laugh. This is Sita. Yes. What is Vedic etiquettes and what is actual spiritual standard? We don't know. If you read all these literatures and you realize, not by reading, like parrots, by uttering, you cannot realize. You realize these things. And Sita start to laugh. Yes. What my husband said, or what my husband done, this is fact. This should be done. This should be done. And this is my request. She requests two things. First thing, just please inform to my husband, to your brother, he should always take care of the citizens. Because he banished me for the citizens. He should not develop enviousness towards citizens. Yes, this has been passed. And second thing, you should know, I am now in pregnant condition. And these sons are Rams. You should be witness. Because in future, many people will say, like this woman say now I'm in problem. Maybe in future, someone say, Sita may be pregnant by some other persons. And when she said like that, Lakshman immediately fainted. Why? And she said, just looks to my, how can I say? Yeah, looks to my belly, I am pregnant. You are witness. She said, Mother. She fainted, Lakshman fainted and said, Mother, when my brother was there, I am with my brother, I never saw your face. I never saw. Lakshman never saw Sita's face. This is Vedic etiquettes. Where is now? Where is now India? Where is whole world? Why this corona is coming, this is coming, that is coming? We are not following any Vedic etiquettes. Only lust, only enjoyment, earn money. So someone wants to, how can I say, material wants to enjoy and we are in the spiritual field. Spiritual we want to enjoy. Name of spiritual. This is the problem. This is the problem is coming. Therefore, Krishna wants to destroy everything. He is so upset. No one is following Vedic etiquettes. And he is coming personally from Vaikuntha to establish this Vedic etiquettes. Yes, all are blatches. kalau sudra sambhava, most sudra mentality we have. Enjoying, I want service, not Brahman. Lakshman said, Mother, when I was with my brother and you were there, I never saw your face. Only I know. I just saw your feet. Now when my brother is not there, how can I see your belly? How can I remark that you are pregnant? This is not possible for me. Not possible for me. This treatment is in Balmik Ramayat. And Sita, I can request Lakshman, please inform to my husband. Actually, I was not in lamentation. I was not feeling any distress. I was not feeling any sorrow. Why? Because if my husband would not be blame me, then everyone will blame to my husband, to Ram, due to me. So he banished me. He is following Vedic etiquettes. And inform him, don't be envious to citizens. And we are complaining, why Sita? Why Ram banished Sita? You see, what is Sita's statement? Vedic history is different. Ram is ideal. Ram. Yes, Ram. So today is Ram. Many leelas, many thousand leelas. Ramayana, different books you can find. Yes. Yes, even Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling in South India, he just found out one Ananda Ram Bhakta also. Yes. And he was fasting. He was like in Bhav's days. And Mahaprabhu said, hey, why are you not cooking? No, my Lord is now in forest. How can I cook? How can I eat? He's just eating, how can I say, fruits, flowers. And he's living, he's maintaining his body like a sannyasi. Yes, and also the mother of this world, Jagannatha, Sita, and this demon, Dasarath, he forcefully took away my mother. Therefore, I want to fast this bit. Then Mahaprabhu to this Ram Bhakta, no, you don't know Tattva. Ravan have no power to touch Sita. When Ram came to forest, at that time he handed over Sita to fire god. And this Sita, Ichaya Sita, Sadhu Sita. Sita Sarganusaya. Yeah. Another form. Yes. Partial form, you can say partial form, shadow of Sita. Then this Ram Bhaktana, he said, before I am chanting Ram, 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 but I don't know, he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after I am meeting you, in my tongue, Krishna, Krishna, what is coming? Who are you actually? You are same Ram? I said, no, I am not Ram, I am not Krishna. This lila is also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes, so we have to pray to Sri Ram. By His mercy, demonic qualities, like Ravana, he had all these inside our heart, this enjoying mood. All these are demonic qualities. And by Rama's blessing, by Ramji's merciful glance, yeah, all these demonic qualities, it will be finished. Yeah, we have to pray. And today also, special day for us, special for Bhubaneswar, for us, although we are Krishna's devotees. But because this day, the first day, just Gopal instruct Gurudev, this is Ram Navami day, first Gopal instruct Gurudev, just give up your house, give up your family, and preach. And same day, Gurudev also, the same Ramanavami day, Gurudev took initiation, sannyasi initiation. And same day, he just gives second initiation in Janta River. And same Ramanavami day also, opening
this Krishna Ballam temple. And same day also, the Gopinath temple, Samson Ramnavami day. This is a memorial day for us. Yes. Thank you. Jai Sri Ram Lakman Sita Hanuman Ji Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Nidai Gaur Premanande.